This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. The Montana State Capitol had a colorful and controversial history even before it was built. The first Capitol Commission, appointed in the 1890s and charged with the building's construction, was accused of inflating costs and pocketing the excess. The grand jury identified state architect John C. Paulson as its key witness. But the investigation was put to rest only when Paulson committed suicide the evening before his testimony. To convict members of the commission, Paulson would have had to incriminate himself for participating in similar schemes on other state building projects. Governor Robert B. Smith appointed a new commission, and that group chose architects J. H. Kent and C. E. Bell to design the building. And even that was not without controversy. Its most conspicuous element, the copper-clad dome, received much scrutiny. Kent's original plans called for a more economical, unremarkable dome with a gentle slope and flat top. The Capitol Commission decided that Kent's design was embarrassingly frugal, and Bell agreed. As planning time ran out in 1901, engineers increased the area of the dome by 90 feet. A push-up center and sloping sides allowed greater height with minimal structural change, and of course the dome was to be clad in native Montana copper. While others praised the beautiful finished dome, its architect unhappily wrote, "I made my design dignified and reposeful, but the commission, backed by my partner, induced me to raise the crown of the dome, and so it remains the only really imperfect feature, though alas the most prominent one, of an otherwise pretty good-looking building." This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.